The Southwesters, Part 6. Divine Intervention.
Brian was a little unsure about what was going on. He was being helped out of an ambulance and into his house by a nice nurse who had a slight smirk on his face. He wasn't sure what day it was or what the time was, and he really couldn't remember what might have happened to him that would have required an ambulance, or why his own clothes had vanished and he was wearing a hospital gown. But it didn't matter now. There was his devoted wife, Joan, waiting for him on the front step. He smiled and went to hug her. But just as he reached out to embrace her, Joan produced, with a theatrical flourish, the copy of that day's local paper she'd been hiding behind her back. She held it up and then burst into raucous laughter. It didn't take long for Brian to focus on the picture on the front page, and suddenly everything came back to him with a sharp snap like the elastic from his son's borrowed underpants. The underpants which had given away and caved in at the wrong moment. The underpants which had withered and fluttered down to his ankles in a torn and twisted mess. The underpants which were to have been his protective shield, propelling him to victory like a superhero in the Undy 500 race on the Civic Green, but which instead had betrayed him, peeling off his skin like some sort of overstretched banana peel and exposing his manliness. He stumbled at the shock of remembering the shame of that moment, but was caught by the male nurse who'd been squinting at the picture on the front page.
"Cold day, was it, mate?"
he said, while trying to suppress a giggle. Joan snorted. Brian shook the nurse off and pushed past them both, coming to rest on the veranda post. That was when he saw it. There, on the front door. He looked at it for a very long time.
"What are you staring at, Darl?"
Joan asked.
"It's a door, mate. You usually open them and walk through,"
said the nurse. "It's a miracle," said Brian. "An absolute miracle."
"What, this house? Wasn't it here this morning or something?"
The nurse was a regular comedian. Brian held out his hand and gently touched the front door. They'd painted it green many years ago, and it was way overdue for a recoat. The paintwork was starting to flake off badly, and in so doing, it had revealed something. There, on the left-hand side of the door, was a sign. "Look," said Brian, "look at what's appeared on our door." Joan shrugged her shoulders. "It's Jesus," shouted Brian, before he fell to his knees and started to cross himself furiously.
"Are you sure he was meant to come home from the hospital just yet?"
Joan asked the nurse.
"Would you like me to put him back in the ambulance?"
he replied. Brian looked at them both. "Can't you see it?" he said. "There, look, there's his head and his body and one hand reaching out. It's definitely Jesus." Brian was starting to revisit his plan to construct the big Jesus in his front yard. Maybe this was a sign that God wanted him to do it. Perhaps God had planted the idea in Brian's head to buy the enormous chandelier from the Warrnambool Entertainment Centre, because he really did want Brian to use it as a crown of thorns on a big light-up Jesus in his front yard. Joan reached out and picked some of the paint off the door. "Don't touch it," yelled Brian. "We're going to have to protect this somehow. I need a sheet of Perspex or something hard to put over it to preserve it." "Well, come on, don't just stand there. Help me." The nurse trundled back to his ambulance.
"I think I'll make a cup of tea,"
said Joan.